Back now with Day to Day and more on the bridge collapse in Minnesota. Thomas Rooney is a civil engineer, an expert in infrastructure. His company is based in St. Louis, but it takes retrofit contracts all over the world. We found Mr. Rooney by telephone in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
The White House has said today that structural deficiencies were found in the Minneapolis Bridge 2 years ago, that this bridge rated 50 out of 120. What do those numbers mean?
Well, obviously, it means that the bridge should not have been in use for as long as it had been. I can't give you the particulars of what deficiencies that it had, but obviously a 50 out of 120 wouldn't pass in a fifth grade elementary school.
What causes bridges like this bridge to deteriorate?
Well, they all deteriorate from the day they're put in the ground, all infrastructure of all kinds, and most it's going to be rust. Steel bridges, even concrete bridges, rust. As water and salt get to the steel, it's out in the open.
And the fact that this was a bridge over water, does that make it potentially more unstable?
No, I don't think that the fact that it's over water is anything alarming. It's really the issue is maintenance over time. Unfortunately, most of the engineers around the world actually know where the problems are. The real challenge that engineers have is getting the attention and the political will to spend the money to maintain these infrastructure pieces.
You say most of the engineers know where the trouble spots are. Where should we be looking? What should we be concerned about potentially happening next?
The people that designed bridges and water systems and steam pipes and so on and so forth are the American Society of Civil Engineers. And the American Society of Civil Engineers every year puts out a report card on the infrastructure in America as to what kind of passing or not passing grade they get. So it's not, you don't have to look far to find out the systems that are in abject failure mode right now. And obviously we've seen bridges, we've seen steam exploding in Manhattan, we saw a levee system fail in New Orleans. These are not unconnected events. These are infrastructure pieces that have been grossly under-maintained for decades now. And one by one, we're going to start to see them all go to certain forms of failure mode.
How much should we as drivers worry? I mean, how do you feel about going over bridges when you drive?
Well, I don't know if it would surprise you, but there are 100,000 bridges in America that have been found to be deficient in one form or another.
And that's, and I believe, somewhere around a fifth of all the bridges in the country.
Right, 25% actually. And in fact, statistically, about one bridge completely collapses in America every week. It just so happens that it took one across the Mississippi River before we all started talking about it. But these are not accidental, isolated issues. These are issues that are statistically highly relevant.
So what can be done about this? People have to get to places where they're going. There are situations where you can't necessarily find an alternate route. What can we do?
Well, obviously, we're not going to get our canoes out and paddle across the Mississippi. What we have to do is just get our politicians to show us where the problems are and start spending the money.
Obviously, finding the funding to make these bridges safer is an issue. But what about the technology and materials? Are we able in this day and age to build better, safer bridges, assuming that the funding's there?
Sure, absolutely. There's nothing new here. You're talking about rust inhibition. You're talking about welding and things like that. The engineering issues are very simple. The political issues are very, very hard.
Thomas Rooney is a civil engineer. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.